And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey, Buck! Buck, wait up!
Oh, hi, Jules.
I didn't see you at Wits End last night. Seems like I usually run into you there.
Yeah, just got busy. That's all.
Oh, okay. Well, I was wondering if you wanted to hang out Saturday.
Oh.
I was thinking maybe we could go to the Connellsville Mall. Angry Sandwiches, you know, the band I love, is going to be signing autographs. They have a concert Friday, but I couldn't get tickets, so I figured this would be...
Jules. I'm sorry. I can't.
Oh. I just figured with everyone going to Valerie's lame party... Wait. Did Valerie invite you to her party?
Sort of?
I didn't think you and her... I mean, she kind of kept her distance since...
Yeah, we're not great friends or anything, but, well, the party should be fun. It doesn't mean...
No, that... That's fine. I need to get to class. I guess I'll see you around sometime. If Buck were a true friend, he wouldn't go to that party.
Well, just because Buck's your friend, that shouldn't mean he can't be... Oh, hold on a second, Jules. Clarissa, don't get into the cake yet!
But he knows Valerie and I don't get along. It feels like a betrayal. Like he's choosing her over me.
Does he need to make that choice?
Connie, can you just feel bad for me for once and tell me it stinks? First, I don't get Angry Sandwiches tickets.
Sorry,
and
what?
The band I love, the tickets were already sold out.
Oh, yeah, right. The group with the drummer who uses margarine for hair gel, I remember.
Oh, no, organic butter. He's totally natural.
Just a minute, Jules. I need to take care of this birthday party. Quiet down, everyone. Give me your attention, please. Put down the present, Logan. That is not yours. We'll get to gifts in a little bit. First, we're going to have cake. Now, calm down. Everybody, slow down. Everyone will get a piece. Don't eat the cake yet, Connor. We need to blow out the candles first.
Can we talk later, Jules?
Sure. I'll see you back at the house.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, that's a nice vase, Penny.
Thanks. I'm returning it to Connie. I borrowed it from her when I was painting a still life.
Oh, you know, I haven't seen her lately.
Oh, we're going to the movies together on Friday. She's been busy, and she has a new roommate, Jillian.
Well, have you met her?
Not yet. I wanted to give them time to bond as roommates. It's hard to adjust to living with someone new.
Yeah, I realized that the first time I heard you sing an opera at 5 a.m.
And now you love that about me.
Tolerate.
Same thing.
Okay.
Connie and I were like peanut butter and marshmallow cream as roommates. We meshed really well. So it's probably hard to live with someone who doesn't get her quirks and know her routines.
Well, then maybe you could help. You know, share with Jillian how she can be marshmallow cream to Connie's peanut butter.
I could educate her.
Uh-huh.
You're so wise, Wooten.
Oh, well.
That's a great idea.
Oh, thanks. And, you know, speaking of great ideas, I was thinking of plans for Saturday.
Oh, what plans?
Well, I thought we could celebrate our C-iversary.
Absolutely, how exciting!
Yeah.
What's a C-iversary?
Oh, it's the anniversary of when we first saw each other.
I remember that day.
Me too.
I saw you across the bustling cafe at the college. Connie was talking, but I hardly heard a word.
I walked in, noticed how your hair glistened in the sun, and how your eyelashes curled up like cute little itty-bitty taco shells.
You came over, and I thought... has cookie crumbs in his eyebrows.
Then I invited you to the carnival, and nothing's been the same since.
I can't wait to spend Saturday with you, Woody.
Me neither, Penny Peanut.
Oh, welcome home, Jules.
Care for an organic fig bar? I just made some.
Ugh. No, I have goji berry, too. Sorry, Jillian. Bad day.
Oh, anything you want to talk about?
Okay, so I have this friend at school, Buck, and he...
A boy?
Yeah.
Like a boyfriend?
Well, yes, he's a boyfriend, but not a boyfriend.
You just said the same thing.
No, boyfriend is one word, no space. Boyfriend has a space in the middle, see?
Oh, so he's a boyfriend with a space.
Right. So he's going to this party that my mortal enemy is hosting.
You have a boy space friend and a mortal enemy?
Yeah. Valerie and I don't see eye to eye on anything. And Buck, the boyfriend, is choosing to go to her party instead of hang out with me.
Ooh, the plot literally thickens.
So now I'm gonna be bummed out all weekend.
You're just gonna sulk about it?
That's my plan.
Well, that'll get him back, I guess.
I'm not trying to get him back.
So thinking about it all weekend and talking about how horrible you feel will probably make you feel better?
Well, I don't know. When you put it like that, it's probably not gonna make me feel any better either.
Then make a different plan. Forget about being second choice and choose to be happy instead. Don't let someone else decide how you're gonna feel.
Okay, I'm just not sure how to do that though.
You came to the right place. Get your coat, we're going out.
Jules, I'm on my way home, and since I know you had a rough day, I'm bringing home 2 quarts of peanut butter marshmallow ice cream. We can eat it while watching reality TV shows. You went out with Jillian? I thought you were feeling bummed out. Oh, that's great. So what are you doing to take control of your life? Laser tag, of course, yes. No, that's fine. I'll just watch TV on my own. I have plenty of ice cream.
Ah, you were the high score that time, Jillian. Awesome.
I loved how you jumped out and surprised that guy. He screamed like an armadillo giving birth.
I heard that once when I worked at the zoo. Harrowing.
It was so fun.
Well, do you want to go someplace else and live a little bit more?
Sure. What did you have in mind?
Right now, chicken parmesan. Fredo's Italian restaurant is having karaoke night tonight.
Sounds like a blast. I love karaoke.
And then? Well, then I have a surprise for you.
This is way better than eating ice cream in front of the TV.
We're having such a great time.
And we would have been home sooner if Jillian hadn't tried to steal a car.
What? Oh, I didn't try to steal it. It was an honest mistake.
Uh-huh.
Another red hatchback was parked where I thought mine was, and the owners left it unlocked.
You know, I'll never forget your face when they opened the door. Excuse me, why are you trying to drive away in our car? It was so funny.
It sounds hilarious.
I guess you just had to be there.
So, where all did you go?
Where didn't we go? Jillian really knows how to make the most of a night.
Laser tag, Italian food, karaoke, the ninja obstacle course in Connellsville.
They were already closed, but Jillian talked them into letting us in anyway. You should have seen her on the course.
Oh, you mean when I got hit in the face with the inflatable spear?
No, the part where you ended up in the mud. No wonder that couple was so mad you were in their car. Sorry, Connie, you just...
Had to be there. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like you had a lot of fun.
Jillian is great. She really inspired me.
Aw.
Seriously, you helped me get past my high school drama.
Well, there's more fun to be had. Do you remember those Icelandic filament facials I was telling you about?
Yeah.
I found a place in Connellsville that does them. We can go tomorrow.
I'm in.
Hey, maybe I can go too. That sounds like great girl time.
Sure. Are you okay with filament facials, though? They're kind of exotic and...
Hey, I can be cultured and fun. So, yay! Yay! Facials!
Hi, I'm Jillian. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Penny Bassett, Connie's best friend.
Well, what a coincidence! I'm Connie's roommate!
It's not really a coincidence. I mean, you're in her house.
Would you like to come in?
Thanks. Connie, hi! I have your vase!
She's not here.
Then why did I come inside?
That was your choice.
Oh, right. Actually, this would be a good time for us to talk.
Sure. I've literally been dying to meet Connie's friends.
Okay. It would probably be helpful if I give you the scoop on Connie. She tries to be really accommodating and might not tell you stuff that bothers her.
Oh, yeah. Then I could be a better roommate.
Exactly. Like, do you know Connie's least favorite words?
I didn't even know she had least favorite words. I'm so far behind.
Moist. She hates that word. It gives her the heebie-jeebies. So instead of saying moisturizer, say lotion.
Ah, let me write this down. Any other words to avoid?
Mucus.
Just the plural form? Can I say muca?
Muca isn't a word.
Really? That explains a lot of looks through the ears. What else should I know?
She hates washing dishes. So she's saving up for a new dishwasher.
Not anymore. I fixed the old one.
You fixed it?
It only needed a new pump, which is pretty easy to replace. We did it together a few nights ago. It was a lot of fun.
You fixed it and you had fun?
Everything with Connie is fun. You should know that. You're her best friend.
Well, of course. I know that. I only thought she was always fun because, well, I'm so much fun.
Anything else I should know about her?
Well, obviously the 7 a.m. rule.
Oh, she told me. Don't talk to her before 7 a.m.
Right, hand signals only.
But that changed once I started making her triple cappuccinos at 6:15.
She talks to you before 7 now?
Talks, laughs, sings. She calls me her morning miracle worker.
Huh. Well, that's a nice thing to be called. Seems like you're a pretty great roommate. Connie never called me her morning miracle worker. Jillian makes her cappuccinos.
Well, you wanted her to enjoy your roommate.
The thing is, Jillian is kind of like me, but better.
Well, how's she like you?
Well, she's very attractive and thoughtful and quirky and interesting.
You are all those things.
She's all my good characteristics, but none of my bad qualities.
Oh, so she's not messy or late all the time.
Those are my bad qualities?
No.
I always thought those were just indicators of my creativity. Which is a good quality, Wooten.
Oh, yeah, it's a very good quality. So then, what are your bad qualities?
My bad qualities are that I can be over-analytical, I'm sort of insecure, and I don't know how to replace a pump on a dishwasher.
Wow, I didn't know that was even considered a flaw.
Oh, Wooten.
So let me get this straight. You want to learn how to fix a dishwasher?
No! I want to make sure Connie still thinks of me as her best friend.
Oh, I am so confused.
That's your flaw.
Now I'm spreading the filament around each of your faces. Mm-hmm. Let the nutrients soak deep into your pores.
I can feel my pores filling with nutrition.
Me too. What do you think, Connie?
Well, I guess I'm mostly noticing how strange it smells.
It's all natural, and snails do have an odor to them.
What? Snails?
Yeah, filament facials contain nutrient-rich snail mucus.
Snail mucus?
Did you know muca isn't a literal word?
And the filament in the mucus makes your skin moist.
What?
Moist.
Oh, stop, please, stop saying that. Did you know about the snail stuff, Jillian?
Of course. That's what an Icelandic filament facial is. Jillian told me, and you acted like you knew.
I just...
No, no, don't wipe off the moist mucus. No. You'll lose its healing benefits.
I need to wash my face.
But the moist mucus is...
Connie, you've been home for hours. How many times are you going to wash your face?
As many times as it takes to remove every trace of snail slime.
Your reaction was kind of embarrassing.
I'm sorry, Jules. It just grossed me out.
You know, you should be more open to trying new experiences. Everyone should. If you have an interesting life, you become an interesting person. That's what Jillian says.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I've learned a lot from her about going after new adventures instead of resigning myself to a mundane life. I really admire her.
That's great. I mean, I'm glad you found someone you can look up to.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, I gotta run. We're meeting up at Chez Moi for dinner. I'll leave you to scrub the skin off your face.
Thanks. This is never gonna come off.
She's finally found someone to look up to.
Well, believe it or not, gang, I have 3 tickets to give away for the sold-out Angry Sandwiches concert tonight.
Huh?
Actually,
what?
Jules!
Where's my phone?
Now, to make this the most amazing day ever. So, the first caller at 555-PLAY who can tell me what D-Blast the drummer uses as hair gel wins all 3 tickets.
What? Oh, I can't believe it. I know that.
Hi, you're the first caller, and you
Butter! He uses organic butter!
I can't believe it! We get to go see the Angry Sandwiches? And 3 tickets? So that means we can take Jillian too, right?
Yeah! Wow, so great!
Thank you so much, Connie.
Of course! Oh, I forgot. I already had plans with Penny.
Oh.
We were gonna hang out tonight. I better call and reschedule with her.
I am sure she'll understand.
Of course I understand. Don't worry about it. We'll find another time. Okay, bye, Connie.
Oh, did Connie cancel on your plans?
I feel as disposable as a plastic spork.
You get rid of those?
But it's fine. I mean, I have you.
Uh-huh.
So what are we going to do now?
Oh, well, I was just about to get a glass of water.
Hydration is important.
Oh, I'm also going to have ice.
Excellent choice. We'll always have each other, right, Wootu?
Mm-hmm.
We're inseparable.
Yes, although usually that's meant figuratively.
Even if our friends leave us for someone else, even if we're all each other has.
All right.
Where are we going now?
Oh, I was going to go change my socks.
I'll come with you.
Oh, of course you will. The thing is, Penny, you know, maybe you don't need to be jealous of Jillian.
Jealous? I'm not jealous. I'm just worried Connie might choose someone else over me, and it hurts my feelings.
Oh, I kind of think that's jealousy.
But it sounds bad when you call it that.
Sorry. So you're worried about being replaced?
Yes.
Well, Connie likes spending time with you. You don't need to be insecure.
But that's one of my faults, remember? What are you going to do next?
Well, I was thinking about putting on my shoes. That's kind of the encore after the socks.
I'll come with you.
Okay.
Connie suggested hanging out tomorrow night instead, but that's our C-iversary.
Oh, well, we can celebrate our C-iversary some other night. I saw you the second time the next day. We could celebrate that.
You wouldn't mind?
Not at all. You know, Penny, I have to tell you, I was a little bit jealous myself when your former fiancé came to town.
You were?
Well, sure I was. I knew that you used to have feelings for him, and I didn't want to lose you.
You could never lose me, Wooten. I'm unlostable.
Yeah. So I didn't need to worry, and you don't either. If you trust somebody, then you ought to be able to talk to them, right?
You're right. So what are we going to do next?
Well, I need to go blow my nose.
I'll come with you.
And first thing tomorrow, you're going to Wits End to talk to Connie.
Connie.
Oh, hi, Penny.
Hi, How was the concert?
Loud. But Jillian realized that she knew the band's agent, so we got to go backstage afterwards.
Wow. The amazing Jillian does it again.
You're telling me. She's difficult to compete with.
And is that what this is? A competition?
Well, I didn't think so, but now it seems that way. And she's winning.
I didn't know you could be so flippant about it. As though long-term friendships and being there for someone for years doesn't even matter.
You're right. It should matter. You can pour your heart and soul into a relationship, but then someone new comes along who loves to live life to the fullest, and none of that matters.
Well, then make it matter, Connie.
Well, I can't force Jules to look up to me instead of Jillian, can I?
Jules!
Connie! Hi, can I hide out here for a little bit? I need a break from Jillian. Oh, hi, Penny.
Hello.
A break? I thought Jillian was your inspiration.
She's taking this make the most out of your life thing a little too far. She woke me up at 5 a.m. to watch the sunrise. Then we did Pilates, and now she wants me to join her for a Korean cooking class.
Now I want to be her best friend.
But it's Valerie's party today, and I think I'd rather just be hiding in my bed than making kimchi stew. Sometimes I just need a cry on a friend's shoulder. Or a sister's shoulder.
So, you do still want me around?
Of course I want you around. You're my sister, and you're pretty amazing.
And here I was so jealous of you and Jillian, thinking you prefer her over me.
Oh, now I get it.
Wait, so that's why you went to the facial with us? And the concert? You thought I was starting to like Jillian more than you?
Yeah. Honestly, I'd have much rather skipped those things and spent that time with Penny.
Jillian's fun and all, but no one can replace you, Connie.
And no one can replace me either!
Of course not, Penny. Why would you even question that?
Hey, everybody. Buck and I was just... hi, Jules.
Hey.
Jules, I thought you were going to the Connellsville Mall today.
I ended up going to the concert last night instead.
Oh.
Wait. Are you saying you wouldn't have come if you knew I'd be here?
No, I'm not saying that.
First, you'd rather go to Valerie's party than hang out with me, and now you can't even stand to be in the same room as me?
Jules, that's not at all what I mean. I was invited to Valerie's party, but I'm not going.
But you said...
You assumed I was going, so I just kind of went along with it.
Why would you do that?
Wooten,
you're flying solo on this one, Captain.
Thanks. I might as well tell you, Jules. I was just working on a gift.
A gift?
It's nothing much. A silly comic book about our adventures. Wooten's helping me.
So, you made it seem like you were going to Valerie's party, but really...
I needed the time to finish it up. We're almost done. Here.
Oh,
wow.
Super Buck and Wonder Jules.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah, it's supposed to be funny. It seems... kinda silly now.
No, it's sweet. Really sweet.
Really, really sweet. Writing comic books, it's like something you would do, Wooten.
It is what I do.
So, Buck is the friend you were helping with the project, and this is the project.
I asked Wooten not to tell anyone. I'm sorry I lied.
And I'm sorry I got jealous. I really overreacted, and I should trust our friendship more.
You should, and it's okay.
Well, since it's apology time, I'm sorry for getting jealous too, Jules. I should know to just talk to you if something bothers me.
Ahem, that is pretty wise, right, Penny?
Huh?
Jules! Hey, there you are.
Oh, hey, Jillian.
Hi, Jillian.
Oh, everyone's here. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
I'm Buck.
Oh, Buck, I heard about you. The boyfriend with the space.
The what?
Let's talk about something else, huh?
Did she say boyfriend?
Here, look at this. This page is great. Connie,
oh,
look
at
it.
I like that. That was really fun.
It's important to remember our self-worth should come first and foremost from God Himself. As we saw with Connie, Penny, and Jules, it's easy to start judging our worth by our friends, how much they value us, or how much time they spend with us. But we should never forget that God chose to love us, not because of our friends or what we look like or because of anything we did. He loves us because of who He is. And because He loves us, we always have immeasurable worth. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. Much Ado About Jealousy was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Kimmy Robertson, Shona Kennedy, Robbie Bruce, and Monica Padilla. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.